Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Well, I was rolling down the road in some cold blue steel. I had a blues man on the back and a beautician out the
window. Welcome back, 7 till the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. And we're having a great visit with our good friend Janice Kephart. She is a fellow with the Center for Immigration Studies. She is just recently wrapped up an assignment with as a special counsel for the Senate Immigration Reform Bill and the immigration debate on the immigration debate that's going on right now. She is not only an immigration expert, I should say. She's also a national security expert, going all the way back to the very first bill that was, what was it, 98, Janice, that you were working on. The remind me the big project you worked on back in the late 90s.
Back in 1998, I was conducting. One of the things people don't talk about is Congress's role in oversight and the checks and balances of our government acts created by the Constitution. We took our oversight of the Department of Justice extremely seriously, and mm-hmm. I was doing oversight over the FBI and the Immigration and Naturalization Service back in the day on national security and counterterrorism. I did a hearing on the foreign terrorist activity in the United States on the 5-year anniversary of the 1993 World Trade Center bombing, which really, in the end, foretold a lot of what was going on. We saw in the subcommittee a lot of indications that that terrorists would try to strike on the mainland again, and people did not take us seriously at all.
You actually warned people in 98 about the potential for this, for 911.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah. Because the 1993 perpetrator on the stand when he was on trial,
the
said,
1993
we will come
bombing
back
of the World Trade
and we will
Center.
Get you.
The 1993 bombing of the World Trade Center, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and people just thought he was like, you know, oh, he was just a single guy,
a wacko,
and I never believed
right.
that he was. Yeah, I never believed that he was.
So that thinking, that your experience and your time that you've, and all your perspectives on national security, mm-hmm. And in your more recent work on immigration studies, tell us about how we think we may be exposed from a national security / immigration standpoint.
Okay, well, one of the things that I did a couple years ago was I did a on the 10-year anniversary of 9/11. I did a huge report on where we are with watch listing. It's one of those sticky issues.
Say that again, on watch listing?
On terrorist watch listing, mm-hmm. which was a very confused and muddled process before 9/11, and a lot of work was done to streamline the process, make it an accurate list, so that we could stop people from being able to come here, use it at the borders, and stop bad people that we knew were terrorists from being able to get into the country.
Right.
And one of the things that I learned directly from the man who runs the terrorist watch list for the FBI was that in a one-on-one interview I had with him was that we know that there are about 20 to 30,000 terrorists living within the United States right now that
Slow
are
down.
Foreign-born.
Slow down. Say that again.
Yeah. We have right now about 20 to 30,000 terrorists living amongst us. Who would be available for that amnesty?
So they would be available for
that
amnesty.
The president wants
and these,
to give out.
These are potential Manchurian candidates, aren't they?
Yeah, sure.
I mean, they could be. I'm trying to remember the code the Manchurian candidate was given. In any time, any of them could be enlisted. Would the guys in Boston, the two brothers in Boston, would they have been included in that 20 to 30,000, you think?
One of the older brother was, not the
okay.
younger.
So
the older
folks,
brother was on the
so
list,
folks,
the younger one was not.
Of the 20 to 30,000 that we know about. One of them actually did something. So that'll give you an example. So what if 10% of them just became, you know, activated. You know, think of what they could do if they just went around. I mean, these are people who just are wandering. They're already all over the country, aren't they?
Well, they're here. Some of them are here using the immigration system legally. Some are here illegally.
Some of them are students who came here on student visas and never showed up for school.
Right. You have that potential as well. Well, and even if they didn't show up for school, they're not going to be enforced against because this administration does not enforce immigration law. So there, only if somebody is planning an attack and they know about it will that person be gone after. That's the protocol that exists right now.
Folks, I'm sorry.
Another thing that
Quickly.
Okay, Jim, I just want to bring up this one other thing, and I think Americans really need to understand this. There's been a lot of talk in this administration about Americans being the enemies of Americans.
Yep.
The terrorist watch list is 98% foreign-born. It is not Americans.
Right.
We should continue to look outside of ourselves to strengthen our immigration system, not weaken it.
Folks,
to make sure bad people don't come.
On the anniversary of 9/11, this is something we've all got to pay more attention to. Janice Kephart, thanks for being here. Good job. Come back soon.
Sure. Thanks for having me on, Jim.
Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame. God bless America.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.